In the world of progressive space and ambient music, the German group called Cluster are regarded as eccentric wizards, musical alchemists who defy traditions, even the ones they were a part of during the space music days of 1970s Berlin. Hans-Joachim Rodelius and Dieter Möbius released dozens of albums as Cluster and under their own names over the last 4.5 decades. Now, Dieter Möbius has gone, dead at 71. The cause of his death still unknown at this time. He's survived by his wife Irene and his former bandmates in Cluster and Harmonia, Hans-Joachim Rodelius and Michael Rother. We've interviewed Rodelius and Möbius a few times over the last 3 decades, including a memorable interview in 1982 in Möbius' apartment in Berlin. Today, we're going back to a 1997 interview with the band during their very first tour of the U.S. We go back with Kimberly Haas to remember Dieter Möbius and Cluster.
This is the sound of Cluster, tuning up for a concert in a small Philadelphia club called Upstairs at Nick's. Cluster have been playing for 28 years, but this is the German group's first ever North American tour. A Cluster concert is an unpredictable event in which each night is an improvisation. They don't play their instruments so much as coax sounds out of them. A strange whir collides with a muffled drum, a distant piano fights its way out of a thick electronic fog, and lush strings encounter industrial rhythm. Hans-Joachim Rodelius is a tall, gregarious man who at 63 seems like everyone's favorite grandfather. The 50-something Dieter Möbius is the perfect foil, small and quiet, with a wry sense of humor. They're unlikely heroes of electronic music. When they began in 1969 as Cluster with a K, they didn't have any synthesizers at all.
We really created sounds and delighted.
This time there was synthesizer, but way too expensive and only some. In the beginning we had drums and all kinds of cello and all kinds of things that we picked up.
Metals and woods and pots and everything.
Even though they used acoustic sound sources, they manipulated these signals in the same way as a synthesizer would.
In a way, it was a synthesizer we created with our instruments, with pickups, because we would send this signal sound through a wah-wah pedal or faster. That's like in a synthesizer, the filter stuff and all these things. So we just had our synthesizer made up with our possibilities.
They eventually did adopt conventional synthesizers, and in the early 1970s, found themselves at the heart of the burgeoning space music scene in Berlin, recording not only as Cluster, but in the group Harmonia. Most of the music emerging from this scene was surreal, electronically charged, and awash in hallucinogenics and space imagery. Möbius says that these sounds reflected the mood of the city at that time.
At this time, it was quite a chaotic time in Berlin as well, so perhaps this also comes in this decision to make it loud and strong and machine sound, and because of the police running around the streets every day. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Although they were there at the genesis of the Berlin sound, the music Cluster made bore little resemblance to Klaus Schulze or Tangerine Dream.
No, we have different backgrounds. My family is in the past. My ancestors were teachers and preachers and people they had very much to do with spirituality and also with music, cantors and organists in church. So I think I got my roots back and did what I really had to do before I didn't know. We always like to be in a way free, we just wanted to do what we wanted to do.
You didn't care a lot about what the other people did, really. We met them all the time.
We know them still.
But, I mean, in a way, all these friends of us, they all have been more commercial thinking also in their heads. They did it in another way. We never thought really commercial. That's perhaps also the difference that makes out, that you can hear it in the music in a way.
Cluster's music still speaks to a new generation, even 25 years later, including Alex Patterson. As the mixmaster of ambient superstars, The Orb, he's probably sampled his share of Cluster albums.
It's a compliment to them, in their own way. It's also a shame that people never actually heard things that we like that before. And again, it takes people like ourselves to turn around and say, well, look, we made music being influenced by these type of people. But none of them people know what we're talking about. Who the hell's Cluster to a lot of people?
Cluster are frequently cited as the fathers of ambient music, especially because of a pair of albums they recorded with Brian Eno in the 1970s. They seem pleased, yet surprised by this title.
Yeah, for me it was very new to learn about this, that I'm we are kind of fathers for this scene. And always also because it developed in so many directions and it's so different music. Some is really boring and hard to stand and hard to listen to, and some is really very nice. Of course, I mean, if they refer to us, okay, I mean, it's nice. But we always did what we did and we didn't care about what other people did with it.
I think all the good stuff that's happening now, they got it from us.
Cluster continue to make music in their own idiosyncratic way. Hans-Joachim Rodelius seems to have a new solo album out every few months, and it's reported that there is at least one more Cluster and Brian Eno collaboration still in the vault. The latest CD from Cluster is First Encounter Tour 1996 on Purple Pyramid Records. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
That interview was conducted and written by Jeff Town, and it originally ran back in 1997. Hans-Joachim Rodelius is now 80, and Dieter Möbius just passed away at the age of 71 this past Monday. They were working and recording together and separately right up to the end.